Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up next hour, we will get to a breakdown of the Eagles' Super Bowl ring, which does include the wings. We'll get to my favorite parts of the ring, Hugh's take on them as well, and we'll play for you what Cam Newton did say about Jalen Hurts, because he was referencing it, and he is now the first one I've seen to have him outside his top 10 quarterbacks. We'll get to that, you people, as well. I think you people missed you last week, Hugh. They didn't have
that much vitriol for other folks.
Felt like their punching bag was
gone. What did they say about Rube when he was on show?
I think they were kind of nice to Rube.
They were?
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, they yelled at me, you know, most days, and Elliot and all that. But I think mostly, well, they were mad at Kyle and I because, they were mad at me for not having Hurts in my top five, you know, the quarter century stuff. You know, Hurts stuff, just people yell about. But for the most part, I think they missed commenting on you.
Or what I have on or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, exactly
they
right.
Me. They miss me. Okay, that's cool.
So, well,
so
I mean, they miss you.
They're probably going to light it up. They're going to probably light me
up
today.
Well, they're probably ripping you, no question. Yeah. All right, we'll get to you people later in the show. And in this segment, what Bryce Harper had to say. And Lewis is going to throw a potential trade target at us coming up at 12:30 for Let's Make a Deal and finish this Phillies team off to get him to the playoffs, which I don't believe is a lock. Let's get to the playoffs first, and then we'll try to go win a World Series. Where do you come down to? The Phillies a lock to make the playoffs. And, of course, your reaction to how the top five went down on Friday. Will in the Northeast. Will, what's up, buddy?
Oh, dream team. How y'all doing today, baby?
What's going on, man?
Welcome back, Hugh.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Listen, man. I'm already locked in. You know, but I need the team to be locked in. And I need Bryce to get the team locked in, man. It ain't no... we're going to make the playoffs and none of that. This is the year to win the World Series. And, you know, I was looking at, you know, when they was, you know, getting tagged out,
On Saturday? Some of the worst base running I've ever seen in my life.
Because, like, I mean, come on, the base running coaches, come on, man. Y'all got to be locked in. Y'all got to... tell them dudes to run, man. Like, I don't think everybody is fully locked in. But this is the season to be locked in, man. And, you know, I'm glad Bryce is back. I'm glad he's starting to hit and everything. But, listen, Bryce, you're the leader of the team, bro. You know what I'm saying? Whether you want the title or not, you are the leader. And I need you to rally these guys up because Rob is not going to do it. We need somebody to get the spark. So these players can know, like, listen, we can win this. And we got a team to do it. But I don't think they, like, really believe they could do it. I don't know if they playing for, you know, next season or whatever. But for real, right now, everybody needs to be locked in on winning the World Series. And I really don't see it right now. But, like I say, I'm locked in. And I believe, you know, as the season go on, we're going to heat up and everybody going to, you know, come together and we're going to get it done, man.
So you think the Phillies are a lock even though they're not locked in? Am I hearing that right?
Absolutely.
I don't know how those two things work together. They're either locked in or they're not.
We are locked, man, because I'm not going back on what I believe, man. Like I said,
okay.
This is like how the Eagles was running, right? You dig what I'm saying? Like, it started rough. But, you know, once they really got into it...
I know, but hold on. But, Will, I used to like that comparison. I hope you were right. We are more than halfway through the season. It's almost August here. You know, the Eagles thing started to shift in, like, week five, week six. When is this thing going to take off?
I mean, you know, like I said, man, as Bryce, as the leader of the team, you got to step up, and you got to rally the team in, man. We got to get them locked in. I really believe we're going to feed off of him, man, because he is our leader. And guess what?
What do you got?
Like I said, we are destined to win this, man. And ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it, man. I feel it. I know it. And it's going to happen.
Well, I love it, Will. I hope you're right. Will, we appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy.
Chuck!
He wants to react to the top five Philly athletes from last week. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio here?
What's up? Hey, Chuck. I got to tell you this real quick story. I was in the Poconos, right? So I had on the Do It For Chuck Mount Airy shirt.
Oh, yeah?
And buddy just kept looking at me, right? And I'm like, dog, you got you, is it something you want to say? Like, some dude was just looking at me. He's like, no. He said, where'd you get the shirt? He was in Philly thing. I was like, yeah, I'm a Phillies fan, yeah. He's like, oh, no, he said WIP. He was like, oh, you listen to the station WIP? I was like, yeah, I listen to it sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. But from 10 to 2, I hear it.
Because I saw the when he saw the shirt, he said something.
That's
about
awesome.
It. So, yeah.
Hey, you know what? I say, Dan, I appreciate you wearing that shirt, man. I got to bring them shirts back out, man. You know, that was a high item at one point, you know what I mean? But
Dad.
Listen, I appreciate you wearing that shirt, seriously, man. And try not to pound those wines too much, man. You know, they say that's the
wines,
worst.
Though.
No, they say that's the worst hangover, like off of wine. You know what I mean? Off any liquor. They say wine is the worst hangover. So
it's the sulfites. Certain wines have more sulfites.
I didn't get that. I guess it was, you know, all the other stuff I was partaking in too.
So not every winery uses the sulfites. Maybe you're at one that does it. But if you have one that does, I've had that, Chuck.
Okay.
It's like a haze. It's like you feel like hazy the next morning. You're like, you can't wake up.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, be careful with that, man. But I'm glad you enjoyed your vacation. I was pitting in the hot water heaters while you was on vacation.
I ain't mad at you. That's a necessary evil, dog.
That's
gotta
right.
have them water heaters. Gotta have that hot water.
Hey, listen, though. Sometimes I called in because that list I disagree with. You know, I called in because I'm sitting here thinking to myself, sometimes I'm ashamed sometimes I'm from this city. This city it got some morons in the city, man. You know, how do you put Jason Kelce ahead of Lane Johnson? Just because the guy, you know, he gives a speech at a Super Bowl parade, he yells, screams, and curses, and has, you know, a beard and drinks beer and has his shirt off and wears New Balance and eat liverwurst. You love him, you know what I mean? Look, Lane Johnson goes about his business, keeps his head down, and they don't think he's a better player than Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce is a good player, don't get me wrong. But Lane Johnson played an NFC Championship game against the 49ers with a torn abductor. And Nick Bosa didn't even sift the quarterback in that game. So, you know, and Nick Bosa led the league in sacks that year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, how do you not consider that? This guy went a whole year without giving up a sack. He goes up against some of the best edge rushers each and every week. When he does not play, look at their record. Look at the Eagles' record. I tell you, I challenge anybody out there to really reconsider that, because Jason Kelce is not a better player than Lane Johnson. And that's just – and when it's all said and done, both careers over, his career is over already. But when Lane Johnson's career is over and you look back at their career, you're going to say to yourself, you made a huge mistake, Philadelphia, about pitting Jason Kelce ahead of Lane Johnson. And another thing is this, right? I don't see why, you know, and AI was my number one and Dawkins my number two. Sorry, Hugh. I love Doc, but he's behind the out of me. But that as far as like the wide receivers in the city,
mm-hmm.
they don't get enough consideration. Like AJ Brown, when it's all said and done, he's going to have a lot of the records here in Philadelphia, and he's already broke a few team records.
He could have them all. I mean, Chuck, if he stays here until his 30s and, you know, he signs another contract, he could have all the records for receivers here.
Yeah, but why is he never considered for stuff like this? I mean, we just brush over him. I mean, his numbers, look at his numbers. So anybody go out there and look at his numbers, man. He has some pretty decent numbers, you know, been here, what, 3 years now? You know, he's been three, 4 years now he's been here?
22, 23, 24, yeah, 3 years.
3 years. I think he should be. If Daly could be considered to be a top 25, I mean, top five athlete, you know, over the quarter century, I believe that AJ Brown should be considered too. I would have him on that list. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, over Utley. That's just me personally.
You know, my first thought, Chuck, we appreciate it. My first thought, Hugh, was AJ hasn't been here long enough, but he does make a fair point. I mean, Jalen's rookie year, he barely played. Right, he played four games. It was at the end. They were a bad team. So really, Jalen Hurts made the final list. On 4 years of starting play, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned some of his resume earlier. My first thought was AJ hasn't been here long enough. But it's really just 1 year difference. It's Jalen had 21, and that year AJ wasn't here. But AJ got here in 22, 23, 24. I still feel like 3 years isn't enough to make one of these lists. But Jalen's only played one extra year.
Yeah, but he's a quarterback.
I know. But when he framed it that way, I was like, you're right. It's not that different.
But he was a quarterback, and if I'm not mistaken, didn't Jalen make it to the playoffs in his first season?
They did. I mean, they were a fringe playoff team, but yeah.
Yeah, but he made it.
Yeah.
You know,
they were
nine
wins.
When you talk about the quarterback, because the quarterback is the most important position on the field, and when you see – because I look at it like this, Joe. there are other quarterbacks that have better skill sets than Jalen, but they are not as accomplished as Jalen. For whatever reason, we can see, you know, this is one of those conversations that it's going to be forever going. It is what it is. But when you talk about the guys that are probably in front of him, the Josh Allens, the Joe Burrows, the Mars and all, Jalen, strictly resume, not talking about skill set. Resume is hell of a impressive resume for five seasons in the NFL. Has not been his first five seasons. Been in the playoffs. Been in the playoffs. Regardless of how you want to slice that piece of pie. You can say this, that, or the third. And if you want to take it to another level, went to the playoffs before AJ got here.
Yes, 21. They made the playoffs.
You know what I mean? Yep. Was in the playoffs.
Now, AJ was in the playoffs with those Titans teams.
No,
but
what I'm saying is, for the people that talk about Jalen's skill set or what he is, he went to the playoffs without AJ.
But they did go to a different level when they added AJ.
Yeah, they did. No, yeah. I'm not disputing that.
They went from good to great when they got AJ.
He was the quarterback that, for whatever reason, however you want to talk about Jalen, who has had the Eagles since he's been at the helm in the playoffs every year.
Just to go quickly to what Chuck said about AJ and where his career is going. So it's interesting because Devontae Smith's also had a great start to his career. If they both stay here, they're both going to pass Harold Carmichael. I mean, I don't even think it's a question. So A.J. Brown has 4,031 career yards as an Eagle. Devontae Smith has 4,011 career yards as an Eagle. Harold Carmichael has 8,978. I mean, I'd be surprised if A.J. and Devontae don't each get 5,000 more yards as an Eagle in an Eagles uniform. Now, maybe A.J., because he's a little older, will he be here 5 years from now? I don't know. I mean, I would think Devontae will be, and the two of them could be 1-2 in the yardage total history of the franchise when they're done. All right, before we go back to the phones, let's hear from Bryce Harper, because he said a couple things this weekend that were interesting. First, on Kyle Schwarber, as Schwarber has a big weekend again, Grand Slam that they wouldn't have won the game with on Saturday without that. Here is Harper, maybe the biggest endorsement of Schwarber and his future here in Philadelphia and the strongest. Harper on Schwarber after the game Saturday.
Schwarber meant to this house over the last 4 years. Would it be hard to imagine him just not being here over the next few years?
Yeah, I mean, I think management knows that. I think Domo knows that as well. They're going to make the best decision for our team. And if he's in those plans, obviously he should be. He's been great for us. He's our leader. He's the guy that talks on the bus and everything else, right? He's one of the best teammates I've ever had, ever been around. Keeps it relaxed every day, and he understands what it's like to be a big leaguer, and he comes up in those moments and those opportunities, and he comes through every single time. So, like I said, he's one of my one of the best teammates I've ever been around, and one of the better guys I've ever played with. So, I can't see him in any other uniform, and I think he deserves to be here.
Hugh, I thought that was by far the strongest endorsement he's given Schwarber. I mean, he did that for Real Muto back in the day. Mm-hmm. We know he said before Trey Turner signed here, he's one of his favorite players in baseball. I mean, him saying at the end he can't imagine him in a different uniform, that's the biggest one so far. We know how much pull Harper has around here. That one felt like him all but saying, hey, we got to re-sign this guy.
Yeah. I mean, and I think it's important that your teammates tell everyone that needs to hear it that how valuable a person is. And I've been on that train, the Schwarber train, for a while now. It's just that sometimes it just hits a little different when guys of his caliber
say. Of course.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, does this hit any different? Because we're all watching the same Bryson Stott, right? The guy that really has not hit for 3 months now. It's amazing how far Stott has fallen. And at one point, I had a lot of promise for Bryson Stott. He's just not living up to hit his end of the bargain, though. It's so obvious that they need him to be better, or they need an upgrade at second base pretty quickly here. But Bryson Stott, he has his guy Bryce Harper sticking up for him. Here's Harper after the game tonight on Stott.
Stott's gone through some struggles recently. What do you think he needs to do to kind of turn the corner and be a big part for you guys in the second half?
Just be Bryson. Obviously he's a great player. He's a great talent. He's got to be himself, just like everybody else in here. He's got to be ourselves and, rely on all of our talents and trust in our ability to go out there and play this game. He's here for a reason, understanding he's one of the best second basemen in the game. And obviously, it's been tough for him in the batter's box right now, as of late, and he's got to keep going and believe in himself.
All right, look, I know he's trying to lift him up a little bit and not pile on.
You ain't trying to hear it.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I heard him say he's one of the best second basemen in the game.
I heard it too. But, Joe, what are you supposed to say?
I don't...
Hey, he
one
sucks.
Of the, one of the best he's second basemen in the game.
He's having a bad year, all but right. We know he can do better.
I'm looking at the list here. There's 158 hitters that have enough at-bats to qualify for the leaderboard. He's 147 out of 158 in OPS.
But see, that's not the point, Joe.
That is the point.
That is not the point.
He's been dreadful.
It's his teammate, and he's trying to give him words of encouragement.
Why you gotta lie to me, though, and tell me he's one of the best second basemen in baseball?
See,
I can't hit.
You know, sometimes when you lie, you got to understand what is the purpose of the lie. Just like when I was talking about at the cold place, saying, hey, she was cold. And you gotta say it with Joe, you gotta say it with a straight face. Hey, babe, I was not fooling around with that woman. She was cold and I was warming her arms up.
Yeah, that sounds like Bryce telling me Stott's one of the best second basemen in baseball. It's a lie. I mean, no one's buying us anymore.
Then you get punched in the face.
Yeah.
And then you just move on from there. And I'm like, why are you being so emotional? Then that's when you start to deflect and put it on her. Be like, why are you being so emotional? It was nothing. Same thing.
Yeah, it's not nothing. It's this is 2 years of Stott not hitting. All right, here's how you know things are getting to a tipping point with Stott. The manager's being asked. When the manager starts getting asked, and listen to this back and forth, because at the end, he's asked, would they consider sending him to the minor leagues? Here is top answer questions about Stott.
Bryce, and I know we've talked a lot, but last night you did pitch it for him, which you haven't done a ton. Does it get to a point where you maybe start coming back in his playing time, or Sosa gets a longer look, or how do you balance all that?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I have a lot of trust in Stott. I think he's a good hitter. He's going to come out of this. He's working hard at it. But we'll just have to see.
Does it become a consideration at some point to maybe option him and try and get things right?
We haven't talked about that.
Did you, like, sit down with him and tell him, like, this is a possibility that we might do, like, pinch hit against lefties?
Nope.
What do you see he's working hard at? Are there any adjustments he's working on?
Yeah, I believe there are.
What are they?
Well, I can't talk about that. I mean, that helps other teams' game plan against them.
All right, there's a lot to unpack there. First, he pretty quickly shot down the idea
of
them sending him to the minor leagues.
Yeah, that's not a conversation that needs to be entertained. He shut that down quick.
He did. He also was asked, is he working on things? And he said, I believe so. What are those things he's working on?
None of your business.
I'm not telling you guys. They have an issue here, Hugh. I mean, we knew they have an issue in the outfield. But second base has become a black hole offensively. They batted him ninth. I mean, remember in the beginning of the year, he was hitting first.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone from first to fifth to sixth to seventh. There's only one other place after ninth. You're not playing anymore. They have a Bryce Stott issue, and I don't know what they do about it because you feel like they're going to put their resources into the outfield, into the bullpen. I just need him to be decent because he is a good defender. Like, I'm just asking for him to be okay offensively, but we're reaching a point where it's hard for them to ignore.
And you have to work with them, man. If there's one thing that I do know about this Philly squad, this Philly organization, is that they allow guys to work through whatever it is they're going through.
Patient.
And they're super patient. Way more patient than we are.
I'd bench him yesterday. Enough.
Way more patient. But for the most part, it has worked out in their favor when they've been that patient with guys. So you have to handle this the same way that you handled the Castellanos situation early on.
I do wonder, though, as we go through the trade deadline, because there's so many different kinds of options they could have of what they could trade for, I do wonder if there was a player out there that had some infield, outfield versatility, would that player stand out to them more? That way, as the year goes on, if Stott continues to scuffle, you have maybe something that could be in there. I mean, Otto Kemp, people have brought up, but Kemp's got to play third now because, you know, Bohm is injured for the next few weeks. We'll see. It feels like Stott's going to keep getting run because, you know, Sosa doesn't hit righties. He hits lefties. It feels to me like a big issue that they're getting zero out of that position. Let's talk to Joe in downtown. Hey, Joe. Joe! What do you think Joe's doing?
Thank you.
I don't know. Ordering something.
Working?
Getting
ordering
something
food?
Hey, guys.
Hey,
bad.
Joe. That's all right. What are you doing? You working or you ordering food?
No, I'm working, man.
Gotcha.
I deliver stuff.
What are you thinking, Joe? No worries. What's up?
Oh, you're good. So I'm thinking the Phillies are probably a lock. You got to remember, none of the other teams are all that great either. The only team that's actually, like, dead set good is the Tigers. Everyone else, pretty middle of the pack. The Phillies are going to be fine. In all honesty, the Phillies need pitchers. They don't need a bat because Bryson Stott's bad, Brandon Marsh is bad, but they do get their moments where they're good.
You don't think they need a bat, Joe? Have you seen the bottom of this order?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's bad when it's bad, but it's good when it's good. You know what I mean? You got to remember that, like, here's the problem, right? Rangers Torres is giving up 5 hits in the first 2 innings, and they keep him in because it's better to just have him sink than have one of our guys come out of the bullpen in the 3rd inning.
Well, you saw what happened yesterday. It was Joe Ross. I mean, yeah, the pitching this weekend was not good enough. Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. That tells you that you need pitchers more than you need batters. Because, like I said, Brandon Marsh isn't all that good, and Bryson Stott isn't all that good right now. But I think you're better off putting your trust into Brandon Marsh and Bryson Stott and then getting rid of people like Jordan Ross and Romano and all them guys and get yourself some pitchers that can handle the pressure that the Phillies need them to handle.
Well, they're going to need to remake the bullpen. I mean, Joe, you're right about that. Joe, we appreciate it. And I think that's begun with the Robertson signing, but they got to make a trade, too, and add to it. Yeah, I know he said Stott has his moments. I think we're almost kind of poo-pooing how bad Stott has been for a long time. I mean, he's
flown under the radar the last couple weeks.
Right now, he's one of the worst, or I'll say it this way, least productive hitters in all of baseball that plays a lot. I mean, his numbers are... he's hitting .232 with a .305 on base and 6 home runs. It's just not good enough for a guy that plays every day.
I think we were talking about it too before the show. He definitely gets overshadowed by Kepler. I think Kepler's hitting like .200.
Yeah, and Kepler's easy to hate.
Right.
Yeah. Get him off the team.
That's part of it. But I think it's also kind of crazy to think that in the beginning of the season, Stott was leading off. Now he's batting 9th. Like, this is...
There's only
crazy.
One other place to go, and that's off the lineup.
Yes.
I mean, like, we've gone from the top to the bottom, and now you're not going to play if you don't start hitting. 215-592-9494. That's how you have it. We'll come back, hit all your phone calls on the Phils. Are they a lock for the playoffs? Your reaction, how the top 5 ended last week. It was Dawkins, AI, Jason Kelsey, Lane Johnson, Jalen Hurts. That was the final voting for the top 5. And when we get back, we're going to try to make a deal here. Finishing the Phillies, Lewis will throw us a blind resume of a potential trade target. We'll tell you if we would take the guy or not. And Phillies connected to some big names today, including one I would give up the farm for. That's coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.